This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. European Union leaders agreed on a massive stimulus plan for their coronavirus-blighted economies at a pre-dawn meeting on Tuesday after a fractious summit that lasted almost 5 days. Summit Chairman Charles Michel tweeted, "Deal," shortly after the 27 leaders reached the agreement. French President Emmanuel Macron said the deal was truly historic and that he was convinced the recovery plan and budget could meet the challenge of the coronavirus pandemic. Officials said the deal, which came after compromises on a 750 billion, euro recovery fund, remained critical or is critical to dispel doubts about the bloc's very future. Advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats are set to discuss the next steps in responding to the coronavirus crisis on Tuesday. This is congressional Republicans say they were working on a $1 trillion relief bill. In a meeting on Monday at the White House, Republican lawmakers and administration officials said they were making progress toward fresh legislation aimed at cushioning the heavy economic toll of the pandemic. Lawmakers have less than 2 weeks to hammer out a new relief package before enhanced unemployment benefits run out for tens of millions of American workers made jobless by the coronavirus pandemic. More than 609,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 141,000 in the United States and more than 80,000 in Brazil. The number of infections globally is 14.6 million, more than 3.8 million in the U.S. and more than 2.1 million in Brazil. This is VOA News, and find more at voanews.com. There is encouraging news in the global battle against the coronavirus pandemic. A vaccine being developed by Oxford University researchers shows early promise in the fight against the virus. The results found the vaccine generated both antibody and T-cell immune responses, which are hoped to be key to stopping an infection. Chinese researchers also published a study Monday of their own experimental coronavirus vaccine. It showed modest positive results. China approved the use of its vaccine for its military in June. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is raising alarms at the spread of COVID-19 in Africa. It's warning that South Africa's surging numbers could be a precursor for outbreaks across the continent. Until recently, Africa had remained relatively unscathed by the pandemic compared to the surging numbers seen in other parts of the world. Chinese health authorities said Tuesday that 11 new COVID-19 cases were reported on the Chinese mainland Monday, with 8 being domestically transmitted cases. No new deaths or cases were reported on the day. Brazil's health ministry says the coronavirus death toll has passed 80,000 in the country. The South American country of 212 million people confirmed 2.1 million infections. Experts say under-testing means the real numbers are probably much higher. Egypt's parliament approved a possible deployment of troops outside its borders after the president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, spoke on potential military operations in Libya. This follows a phone conversation between the Egyptian leader and President Trump. The two reportedly agreed to maintain a ceasefire in Libya and avoid an escalation there. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he would maintain a less confrontational approach to battling drug gangs, even after one of Mexico's most powerful cartels showcased its firepower in a video that stunned Mexicans. A video purportedly shot by the Jalisco New Generation cartel showing dozens of armed gang members in bulletproof vests in front of armored cars painted in military-style camouflage went viral on social media. López Obrador said that he would not repeat the mistakes of previous administrations that failed to contain cartel violence, which surged after former President Felipe Calderon launched a military-led crackdown on the gangs in late 2006. López Obrador said his government would face down gangs with intelligence rather than force. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.